When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, hi.
Tell you who's not angry. Me. Hey, Tom, it's Milt.
Hi, Milt.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Good. Getting real crisp out there. You know, I feel like fall is almost here, isn't it?
Yeah, fall's right around the corner, Milt.
You know, I really enjoy fall. I'm unlike a lot of people. I know a lot of people love the spring and the summer, and I just love the sights and the smells of fall. Oh, sure, some might see fall as the end of summer and the beginning of winter, and some might say that winter signifies death. No, but, you know, I, for one, I feel like it's conceivable.
I just want to say this is
the Earth is taking a nap.
This is my brother-in-law
during
Milt
during the fall.
He's married to my sister Cheyenne,
and it basically needs time to rejuvenate.
I mean, look,
and it's got
he's an all right.
All this time to rest.
Milt's an all right guy.
Enjoy it.
I don't want to get the wrong impression.
When it becomes spring and
but
summer,
like,
you know, in April or May, or
he's one of these guys who he's like, and he's always like.
There's so many
happy
about
everything.
That I love.
And it's always like, he always is saying, like,
I love
it's all good, though. Like, that kind of, when any kind of strife or struggle's happening. And, you know, I got to just say, I kind of have a hard time trusting anybody who is, like, not phased by things in life, you know.
I love all the drinks they have, but I especially like Starbucks new stuff, like the spiced pumpkin latte. Cheyenne, of course, loves the salted caramel mocha, you know, but it's all good, though.
Just say. Yeah, those are all great drinks, Milt.
I also love the fall food that Starbucks has to offer. My favorites are, if I had to pick three, my favorites are the pumpkin cheesecake. I love the pumpkin iced cookie. And also, they've got this new spiced pumpkin
banana. Hey Milt, look, I appreciate you calling, and, you know, but is there anything other than the Starbucks fall menu that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Have you been watching the Ken Burns Vietnam series on PBS, the documentary?
No, Milt, I haven't been watching it.
Oh, it's very powerful so far. My only criticism is that they haven't played Jimi Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower yet.
Yeah, because that song seems to be in literally anything that has to do with Vietnam.
Yeah, it's the best Vietnam War song. That's why he wrote it.
That's why, well, Bob Dylan wrote it.
Yeah, I think he knew that the Vietnam War was going to be really popular.
That it would just
and big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he knew that, so the two of them knew, Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan both knew that this song would look really commanding over the top of, like, footage of, like, bombs going off and stuff, like dun 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 dun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, I didn't. I never thought that they were so aware of it. But
they were very forward thinkers. Yeah. Uh-huh. I tell you, I'm just glad they got Peter Coyote, Earth's only narrator, to narrate the thing. I mean, nobody else could possibly do it, and I think we can all agree on that. You know, it's all good though.
On Peter Coyote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who? I guess everybody. What does it imply? He's bringing all this wisdom to a thing.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's the king of it. I have 65 audiobooks, and he narrates 60 of them.
just of him reading these things.
Yes. Yeah.
He just has that commanding presence, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He's half coyote.
What's that?
He's half coyote.
Peter Coyote is half, I don't know if that's true. I think he's,
I think he is, yeah.
I think he's 100% human, actually.
I don't know. We could argue about that all night, probably.
Yeah,
but it's
you
all
probably,
good, though.
I'm sure you could, Milt.
You know what's interesting about these Ken Burns documentaries?
What's that, Milt?
When they read those letters home from soldiers?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the ones in the Civil War one, they're so poetic.
Mm-hmm.
They are like, you know, like just, like one would be something like, my dearest Eloise, General Grant may have my weary broken body in his sights, but I shall not give up the cause until I taste your sweet kiss once again as we walk through the streets of our beloved Charleston, your eternal love, Jessup. And those were the guys that didn't even go to school.
Yeah. Very,
that's how they talked back then, I guess.
Very, very formal and proper.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, even the letters home from these soldiers in this Vietnam one are pretty eloquent, you know?
Okay.
And but it gets you thinking. When we see documentaries about now, and they have correspondence between people now, is it going to be something like, I don't know, like, dude, sup, was on my way to see Zach Brown, bro, but I pounded so much dew I needed to take a squeeze real bad, bro. Pulled into a Mickey D's and you're never going to believe this, bro, but they totally have McRibs again. Later, bro, Connor. Is it going to be like that?
I guess it will be, and I guess instead of them showing like a letter in the things, like scrolling across the graphic, I guess they'll just show like phones.
I guess, yeah.
It'll just be like the camera will longingly pan across an iPhone 7.
I don't see how that's not how it's going to go. I mean, it's laughable, but you know, it's probably true. You know, but you know, you have to look at it this way. Things change, time changes, you know, it's all good.
Uh-huh, yeah. It is all good, Milt.
Oh, hey. We've reached our cruising altitude of 20,000 feet. Skies are clear, and it looks like we'll actually be landing in Cincinnati about 25 minutes early. We thank you for choosing to fly with United. Hope you have a great day.
What is that?
Are you serious?
I have no idea what you're doing.
Crack the internet much? It don't sound like you do. It's Talk Like a Pilot Day. Over to the left is the Grand Canyon, and for those of you on the right, if you look real hard, you can see the St. Louis Arch. It is, of course, the gateway to the Pleasure Dome.
Uh-huh. Hey, Milt.
I could do that all night.
I'm sure you could, Milt. But it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Not like a pilot.
Talk like a pirate day. What, like you talk like Kent Tekulve or Willie Stargell or Dave Parker or Manny Sanguian?
No, not like a Pittsburgh pirate.
Oh.
Like a seafaring pilot.
You know? Oh, you better hand me those doubloons, see, or I'm gonna
okay,
put this musket ball in your behind and throw you overboard, see? And then as you're doing it, you're flicking that big cigar.
The words you're saying are spot on.
Right?
Musket and Doubloon and,
yeah.
And, but I feel like you're doing, that sounds just like a 30s mob guy.
Isn't that, I thought, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure you're gonna talk like that?
That pirates talk like, I'm pretty sure.
Look, son, you're gonna walk the plank, see?
No, that's not. No.
Well, I don't know what to say. Yeah, this has actually been a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Getting to talk to you on the best show.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I've never actually heard the show before. You know, Cheyenne always told me not to listen to the show because you just basically complain about food or you talk about candy bars, which you did do a lot of already tonight. But she also told me not to listen to it because you play what she calls maniac music.
Maniac music.
There's one band specifically she said that you always play. They're called the Giant Dogs, and they're very offensive. It's like porno rock.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not true, first of all. They're a rock group. But also, Cheyenne is one to talk. Like, her musical taste is very, very odd. I mean, like, I remember when we were kids, like, I'd play any kind of rock music, and she would really, it would drive her up the wall, because the only thing she wanted to hear, and the only thing I remember her liking or playing was that song, Music Box Dancer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny, she still listens to that every morning when she's doing her 1,000 push-ups at the foot of the bed.
She listens to Music Box Dancer by Frank Mills.
Over and over again, and she does fast push-ups, but it plays for at least, probably plays at least 30 times.
Uh-huh.
It's haunting me. And you think it's going to be over? It's a quick song, but it's like 2 minutes long. It feels 5 minutes at least.
Yeah. It's and it never ends.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, other than the Music Box Dancer, all she listens to is New York Philharmonicus.
But the New York Philharmonic? That's, I didn't know she was big on classical music.
No, not the New York Philharmonic. New York Phil, the harmonicist. Why?
Wait, I don't know what New York Phil, the harmonicist, is.
Yeah, he's a guy named Phil, obviously, and he's from New York, and he plays the harmonica.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, I don't really like it at all. It's that thing where it's like, it's a guy who you know is not bluesy at all, has no dirt under his nails.
Yeah.
But he's blowing harp. He would call it blowing harp, but he's not. He's basically just playing the harmonica, and there's like no real soul to it at all.
Sure. It's just, yeah, it's just like, it's like he's just technically okay.
At best, yeah. And he's got this giant bushy mustache, and you can hear it in the harmonica. It's really sick.
I could throw up.
Right? I know.
Like, thinking about hearing the harmonica, the bristles running against.
Yes, and she has DVDs of his, and in the after every song, he puts the harmonica, he takes it out of his mouth, and like you can hear it rub against his mustache.
That's the worst thing.
And then he puts it in this cup, and it's like that's a glass, and you can see it. You can see through it because glass is clear.
Glass is clear. Milk.
And he puts it in, and it's so gross. You could just see all the stuff in it.
Yuck! I don't want to.
Gross.
That's brutal.
It is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but she buys all the CDs, and
uh-huh.
You know, speaking of buying CDs, forget it. It's been really good talking to you, Tom. I'll go.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead with what you were going to say, Milt.
Well, I don't know if you happen to hear about it, and I can't imagine anyone has sent you a link about it, but last week, Gene Simmons announced this thing where he's selling a vault full of his demos.
Uh-huh.
And it's 10 CDs, and it's this cool coffee table book and a doll of his. It's kind of like the music version of that box set that that guy put out as a favor to you and John.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho, the box set, the vault, sells for $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And there's these two special experiences you can buy for extra. Mm-hmm. He's offering this producer experience where you get to sit in a recording studio with Gene and listen to unreleased songs that weren't good enough to even make the vault.
And how much does that cost?
That's $25,000.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Well, he's also got this other package called the Home Experience. And with that, Gene comes to your house, and he stays for 2 hours, and he parties with you and 25 of your friends.
Uh-huh. The Home Experience.
Yes.
And how much does the Home Experience cost?
That's $50,000.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's
it's really
nuts.
It's cool though. He talks to your friends and he mingles with everybody. He'll play guitar if you have one there, and it even says he's going to be in full lozenge sucking mode the entire time.
Uh-huh.
And he's even promised to put aside his usual, you know, his palpable contempt for his non-hot, non-female fans, and act like he's having a good time at the party.
He seems so easygoing and so comfortable.
He does, yeah, very fun.
It's easy for him to just to lower his guard.
Yes, I think he enjoys hanging out with his fans on a one-on-one basis, especially for 2 hours.
Just hearing them, for him to be in full listening mode.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
I mean, him just, like, not talking about himself and just caring about what his fans say.
Yeah, as they, and it just, and really going, uh-huh, yes, yes, mm-hmm.
I work at, I work on a loading dock, Gene, and,
yes.
I listen to your music a lot when I'm unloading those,
yes.
Those giant canisters of toothpaste.
Yes.
And I'm rolling them up that ramp.
Yes.
And I tell you, sometimes a barrel that's a little heavier. You know, they average around 500 pounds, Gene. And sometimes, you know, sometimes they're 520, and those are hard to get up the ramp. Sometimes they're less.
Very interesting. It has been a treat getting to hear you talk about rolling toothpaste barrels up a hill, a ramp.
I think that's what it's probably like.
It must be. I got to say though, I have what kind of idiot would spend $50,000 on a 2 hour party with Gene Simmons?
Hey, you shouldn't insult your own brother-in-law like that. That hurts.
Wait, you don't mean to say that you actually bought the $50,000 package?
Well, it seemed like a really good idea at 3 a.m. Saturday morning after taking ecstasy, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Wait, you take ecstasy?
Of course I do. But don't tell Cheyenne, please. She'd be very upset, and I think she'd possibly divorce me.
Yeah, well, Milt, I got to say, she's going to divorce you for spending $50,000 on a Gene Simmons party.
You know, the more I think about it, I don't know what she'll be more upset about. That the man who wrote She's So European, Cadillac Dreams, and The Street Giveth and The Street Taketh Away is tromping around her house, or the fact that I spent all of Lennon and McCartney's college funds to get him in our house.
Yeah, I still can't believe that you named your kids Lennon and McCartney.
Milt! Get off the couch! You know better than that.
Or that you named your dog Milt also.
That's a cool name, you know, but it's all good though, right?
You know, Milt, actually, I got to say, it's not all good. Cause that was the college fund for your kids. Like what are you going to do when that bill comes due?
Well, that's why I'm calling you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tom, if you could just find it in your heart to bless me with just one of your monthly checks, Cheyenne will never know that the college funds were gone.
With what? What? One of my monthly checks.
Yes.
What monthly check is this?
Your monk check. Look, I know you're too humble to talk about being the executive producer and the showrunner of the hit show Monk.
Yeah, okay, I never ran the show, and that ended 7 years ago.
What? That's impossible.
Yeah, it ended a long time ago.
No, I keep seeing new episodes.
Of what?
Monk!
New episodes?
Yes!
I have... What new episodes?
Well, oh man, what are some of my recent favorites? All right, there's one from season 18, which I loved. Mr. Monk and the Missing Gas Station.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll nutshell it for you. Captain Stoudemire's son, who's now running the police station, and his name's Captain Stoudemire Jr., he asked Monk to investigate the case of a gas station that's vanished in the middle of the night. But it turns out that the gas station was still there, but it was obscured by an invisibility ray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the show's really taken a cool sci-fi turn.
Yeah, it sounds like
great
a real...
Great job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're like Chris Carter in a way.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, and also, one of my favorites from season 19.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Monk and his 11th assistant.
Okay.
I love that one. Basically, after Monk's assistant Janet retires, Monk hires a new assistant named Betty. And he hires her just in the nick of time because her son, Clark, keeps getting his lunch stolen every day by a scary-looking criminal who's hovering around the schoolyard. Why would someone steal Clark's lunch?
Yeah, real puzzle there, huh?
Right, well... It turns out that the paper bags that the lunch is packed in are actually made out of diamonds.
Ah, okay.
Another great job. Kudos to you, Tom. My favorite, though, is from season 21.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Monk goes to Costco.
All right.
Monk gets a free membership to Costco, and so he starts shopping at the store with his assistant, Karen. She's new.
Uh-huh.
And he gets freaked out by the free food samples, and he eventually discovers a dead body near the pet food.
Okay.
But it turns out that the person was killed by the manager of a BJ's Wholesale, who's played by Gary Cole. And this episode is famous because it's the one in which Monk watches 25 minutes of The Big Bang Theory on a flat-screen TV set up in the electronic section.
I gotta say, Milt, I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Look, you don't have to be ashamed of your vast wealth and status in the industry. I see all those Emmys on your mantle whenever we go over.
Uh-huh. Well, those are punt, pass, and kick trophies, Milt. And I don't have a lot of money.
Oh, really? Well, not just anybody can afford motorcycles themed for each of the Pink Floyd albums, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well... I mean, I've not talked about this on the show before, but the only motorcycles from the album series that I have so far are the covers of Umagumma, the More soundtrack, and the Division Bell. Like, there's a lot of other bikes I need to get before I'd have all the Pink Floyd motorcycles.
Well, I think you can certainly afford them. And look, what about the Progmobile? It must have cost a pretty penny to make a Ford Focus look like the creature on the cover of Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Tarkus album, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, it wasn't cheap to do that. And it's
what is the idea for that?
From the album cover, Tarkus.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty clear path to the idea.
Okay.
It's like, what if I could drive the Tarkus? And I did, I mean, the one touch I'm most proud of is there's an iPod welded right into the foundation of the car that only plays Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That's pretty cool. What's your favorite ELP song?
My favorite ELP song, probably Hoedown.
Is it real long?
Yeah, it's an Aaron Copland song. So right there, it's a fun thing. It's 100 years old.
Okay.
And it's super amped up.
Okay.
And indulgent. Everyone gets a chance to show off in the playing.
Right.
So it's kind of a race to see who can show off the most.
Right.
In an allotted amount of time, which is also not, when I say an allotted amount of time, does not mean a short amount of time.
Right.
They each have minutes at their own disposal.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they argued amongst themselves over who was going to wear what shirt on the cover of Love Beach?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was that they were pretty hot and heavy about the image, about whose shirt was buttoned lower than the other.
I think so.
I would bet they were very competitive.
Very competitive. Big ego going on there. Well, getting back to your wealth.
Uh huh.
You're able to subscribe to Sirius. That's a big deal.
Well, that's not the big deal. Anybody could subscribe to Sirius.
Not me.
Uh huh. Wait, how you mean you can? You've had a job for years at 117 Flags Over Newbridge. That's an amusement park job, which must be cool and pays and right. That's got to be a lot of fun.
Not fun.
Why is it? Why not?
Well, look, my job at 117 Flags is fun adjacent. You know, all I do all day is I track the water pressure on that damn log flume. I never even leave my office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it doesn't pay that well.
Okay.
I make $7 an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, Milt, I'm sorry that you're in the situation you're in, but I really can't help you on this one. I mean, you're going to just have to kind of come clean and tell Cheyenne what you did. Hey, you know, I actually just remembered something. On Sunday night, I had fallen asleep on the couch, and I dreamt that you were, like, hovering over me, holding, like, I guess it would be like a machete. It was, like, the scariest dream I've ever had. Isn't that strange? I did not have a chance to tell you about the dream.
No, that was me.
Wait, you were actually watching me sleep holding a machete?
Yeah, but then you started talking in your sleep about some bully who was trying to steal your wacky packages, and I got scared and I ran off.
So what were you going to do before that, though? Just stab me?
Well, look, I figured if you got stabbed and if you bled out, then the insurance money would go to Cheyenne, and we could still put the kids through college, and we'd be on Easley Street.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, it's Easy Street, not Easley Street. And, you know, if you had killed me, the money's not going to go to you. It's going to go to my wife.
You're married?
Yes. I've been married for, like, 15 years now. You know, Milt, I got to just say, you crossed the line with this. And I gotta stand up to you here and protect myself and my family. And I think I'm gonna have to call the police on this one.
You're doing everything in this garage's history!
In what, where, what garage?
Yours!
Hold on a second. You're in my garage right now.
Yes! And if you don't bring me a cashier's check for 50 large, I'm gonna destroy everything in here!
Milt, get out
the
of
motorcycles! The Progmobile, the vintage Wacky Packages collection, the Clifford suit, all your John Wetton autographs, everything.
Right. First of all, how on earth did you get in my garage?
Look, the security code is 4 digits. You have a Progmobile. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what those 4 digits might be.
Yes. 2112.
Get me that cashier's check!
You know, I knew it with you. I knew it with you, Milt, from the second I met you when Cheyenne brought you to meet the family. I knew there was no way you were as laid back as you're always trying to put. It's all good, though. That stuff, I could see in your eyes you were nuts.
Nuts! I'll show you nuts!
You're going to show me nuts. Wait, what are you doing? Milt, stop. Wait, what is that? What are you doing? Hey! Hey! Milt! Stop! Stop! That's my stuff! That's my stuff, Milt! Stop!
No, I'm not gonna stop! Hey, wait. What's this thing that looks like a fake nuclear warhead?
Milt, don't touch that. I'm serious. Don't touch that. Why did I buy that warhead, first of all? I mean, look, it was at an estate sale. It was definitely priced to move, but no good could ever come from that. But, you know, when you're a collector, you're a collector. You see a thing and you got to have it. I got the bug. What am I going to do? Oh. When Terry and Good and Poochie get back, man, they're out at a Canine Nutrisystem promo event. I'm dead. They're both going to kill me. Thanks, Milt. You ruined everything. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.